KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night in wrestling action, it was Clarinda beating Kemper Catholic 57-18. Clarinda also downing Denison 63-18. Kemper Catholic defeated Denison in the other part of that double duel 40-19. Another double duel last night saw Lewis Central beat Glenwood 42-25. Lewis Central over Underwood 78-6. And Glenwood beating Underwood 72-9. Creston won twice last night, beating Perry 63-13. Creston also a winner over Winterset by a score of 50-10. Riverside beat Tri-Center 51-27. It was I-35 beating Bedford Lennox 48-20. I-35 downing Nottoway Valley 57-18. And Bedford Lennox beating Nottoway Valley 63-12. Southwest Valley topping East Union 36-29. Southwest Valley also a winner over Martinsdale St. Mary's 39-16. Coon Rapids Bayard beat Clarinda Academy 60-12. It was Coon Rapids Bayard over West Central Valley 42-40. And Ogden defeating Coon Rapids Bayard 48-21 in high school wrestling last night. In basketball action last night in boys' hoops, game heard here on KJAN, it was Adair Casey defeating Cam by a final of 67-50. Emmett Wheatley with 23 points to lead the way for Adair Casey last night. Also in boys' Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Arweva over Boyer Valley 64-58. Exira EHK downing Woodbine 70-55. Glenn Ralston topping Coon Rapids Bayard 46-43. I-35 also a winner last night over Nottoway Valley 72-61. In girls' basketball, the other part of our broadcast doubleheader last night, freshman Maddie Sorensen tipped the scales with 18 points to help Adair Casey beat Cam 58-16. Also in the Rolling Valley Conference, Boyer Valley beat Arweva 47-36. Coon Rapids Bayard, a winner over Glidden Ralston 46-34. Exira EHK beats Woodbine 69-23. In other girls' hoops last night, Nottoway Valley beat I-35 56-46, and it was Bedford over Martinsdale St. Mary's by a score of 56-51. Also in girls' basketball news, the latest poll this week from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union goes like this. In 5A, it's West Des Moines Valley again, the number one ranked team, with Waukee, Dowling Catholic, Iowa City West, and Linmar, the top five. Southeast Polk, Ankeny Centennial, Cedar Falls, Iowa City High, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy finish off the top 10. In 4A, the top 15 is headed up again this week by Harlan as they stay over Western Dubuque, Ballard, Carlisle, and Perry. Those are the top five. Waverly Shell Rock, Davenport North, North Scott, Bishop Heelan Catholic, and Cedar Rapids Xavier finish off the top 10 with Indianola, Pella, Keokuk, Dallas Center Grimes, and Knoxville the rest of the poll. In 3A, Mediapolis is number one this week. Pocahontas Area, Hampton Dumont, Spirit Lake, and Sioux Center are the top five. Red Oak stays put at number six with Nevada, Crestwood, Osage, and Shenandoah finishing off the top 10. Kemper Catholic heads up the final five, followed by Mount Vernon, Saydell, Cherokee, and PCM. In 2A, Western Christian remains on top with Unity Christian, North Lynn, South Central Calhoun, and IKM Manning the top five. Iowa City Regina, Dyke New Hartford, Panorama, Cascade, and Northwest Webster are the top 10, followed by Central Decatur, Des Moines Christian, Maple Valley, Hinton, and Okoboji. And in Class 1A, Burlington Notre Dame stays on top of the poll with Colonesco, Kingsley Pearson, Fremont Mills, and Exira EHK, the top five. Linville Sully, Newell Fonda, Bedford, Grandview Christian, and Springville are the top 10, followed by Turkey Valley, George Little Rock, Central Lyon, Janesville, and Rockford finishing off the small school top 15 poll this week. Also, we have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN, as we'll be in Council Bluffs tonight. Lewis Central playing host to Atlantic in Hawkeye 10 Conference girls basketball play. Girls varsity contest scheduled to start at about 7:30 tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening on AM 1220 and FM 101.1. Of course, you can also listen online or streaming at KJAN.com. And if you head on over to the TV page, just in case you can't make it to Council Bluffs tonight, you can still watch the game. You can watch it with us. We'll have live streaming video tonight on our TV page of the Atlantic Lewis Central girls basketball game from Council Bluffs. We hope you join us if you can't be there for all the action tonight. In top 25 men's college hoops last night, 7th-ranked Wisconsin bounced back from Sunday night's loss to unranked Rutgers by mauling Nebraska 70-55. Frank Kaminsky scored 22 points in his return from a concussion that sidelined him for the Rutgers game. It was the first full game for the Badgers without starting point guard Trayvon Jackson, who injured his ankle on Sunday. Also in the top 25, 3rd-ranked Gonzaga nipped Pepperdine 78-76 as they improved to 17-1. Also last night, number 8 Utah remained the most dominating team early in Pac-12 play with a 76-59 victory over Arizona State. The Utes are 14-2 overall. Also, it was 10th-ranked Arizona pulling away for a 68-54 win over Colorado last night. ESPN's College Game Day show will make its first appearance at Hilton Coliseum tomorrow prior to the Cyclones contest against 9th-ranked Kansas. The show will run from 9 to 11 on Saturday morning.
It's exciting. It's, first time in the history of the program, to get College Game Day. We've got several games on Big Monday this year, which is a great time slot to showcase your program. But the thing about Game Day is, it gives the country an opportunity to see what the atmosphere is all about.
That's Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, who says it will be great exposure for his program.
I'm confident that our fans will fill our building in the morning session, when you have all the, you got Seth and Jay Billis and Jay Williams and Reese Davis in your building. It's a great opportunity for them to see, what Hilton Magic is all about. And then to have a primetime game is another great opportunity as well.
The Cyclones are 2-1 in the Big 12 after Wednesday night's 74-73 loss on the road at Baylor. In college football news, Ohio State quarterback Cardell Jones says he's going to stay in school after leading the Buckeyes to their national championship game win over Oregon. Jones says he's determined to graduate and to improve his quarterbacking skills. Stanford quarterback Kevin Hogan will return to school as a fifth-year senior instead of entering the NFL draft. Hogan led the Cardinal to Rose Bowl berths in his first 2 years as the starter. He's thrown for 6,518 yards, 48 touchdowns. Hogan is 24-8 as the starter for the Cardinal. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs will continue to spend training camp on the campus of Missouri Western after the school's Board of Governors approved a 3-year contract extension today. The decision will keep the Chiefs heading north of Kansas City through 2017. Their agreement also includes 2 extensions of 1 year each at the option of the Chiefs and the school. The Chiefs used to hold training camp in Wisconsin, in part because of the cooler late summer weather, but they moved closer to home in 2010, striking a deal with the Division II school in St. Joseph that included help with major facility upgrades. The location also makes it possible for more fans to attend the workouts. This past season, the local Visitors Bureau estimated about 40,000 fans attended the practices. In baseball news, pitcher Lance Lynn has agreed to a $22 million 3-year contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. His 48 wins since 2012 are the third most in the National League, and he's been part of a rotation that's made it to the postseason, a franchise record 4 consecutive seasons. The 27-year-old right-hander gets $7 million this year, $7.5 million in each of the following 2 seasons. He made $535,000 last season when he was 15-10 with a 2.74 ERA and 33 starts. He was the team's first-round pick in the 2008 draft and is 49-28 with a 3.46 ERA in 119 games, 97 of those starts. Outfielder Peter Borges, coming off hip surgery in November, also agreed to a $1.65 million 1-year contract. That's a raise of $450,000. And backup catcher Tony Cruz also agreed to a 1-year $775,000 deal with the Cardinals. AAA and AA pitchers will be on the clock starting this coming season. Major League Commissioner Bud Selig announced that pitches will be timed after what he calls a successful experiment with the clock in the Arizona Fall League. Baseball officials say more details about time between pitches and other measures to speed up the game will come later. Talks are also underway with the Major League Baseball Players Union on what speed-up steps can be taken at the major league level. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.